Okay, any questions, any points, anything?
Are all these, you know, with the, what you said about Makim,
yeah,
is that all theoretical? Is there any Lamaisa and Avaida that from understanding that concept?
You mean what I said about Makim?
Yeah, that Hashem is the Kamesh Lailam, and that, like, is that just a theoretical understanding of Hashem?
It's a deeper understanding of the emes that we're not doing anything. We're accomplishing something, but we're accomplishing it within a certain framework of our perception. We're not be'etzem doing it, but within the framework that we live, we are be'etzem doing it. So let's give a mashal. It's always helpful to flesh this out. Imagine you have a very good teacher, the type that teaches you to go to Washington, that type. And you come into a classroom. He comes to a classroom, and he wants to present a problem, physics, or science, or biology. And he says, "How do you think we could make such and such a thing happen?" So the kids will struggle, and finally, kids are very hepped up, and it's that, and one kid comes up with a solution, and it's Givaldic. And he says, wow, and look, and it works so wonderful. Now, this whole problem, this unsolved problem with the solution, exists only in that classroom, because this problem has been solved numerous times before, and this and that and everything. The kids did not know it. The teacher presented it as if it's something that was unknown. And it brought out tremendous excitement and a feeling that we can actually solve a problem. This reality exists only in the bubble of the classroom. And this bubble helps develop this whatever it is, those abilities and those thought process. So understanding that we live in a bubble, it's a big help in understanding why in the places that we need to do something, we need to do it b'chol mo'edcha, b'chol vavcha, nafshecha, and the places where it's beyond our doing, it's cooler, Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the hardest bifurcation in understanding ourselves. You can't push yourself to the limits where you know that if you don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. You know, when somebody tells you, if you can't make it, someone will cover you, I assure you that I won't make it. In other words, that's the worst thing you tell somebody is I have a backup plan. Like, you know, because you'll never do it. So on the one hand, whatever it is that we can do, we really, really have to do it and do it with the full urgency, as if I don't go out and teach this kid this and this and that, then, he's going to not know Torah, he's going to be lost to Jewish people, etc., etc. Me'idach gisa, where I can't do anything, then it's Hashem's. This was the attitude of the Gedolim about the Volozhin, when he said, but you know, then close down the yeshivas and that, and the mindset of many Gedolim was, that's not our business. That's Ribbono's business. Our business is do what we have to do. So as long as we can do something halachically within the frame of what's right, so then I have to push myself out of safe to do it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling me that it's up to you to do it. The minute it's not up to me. So to say, well, but Ribbono Shel Olam, what's going to happen with all the Jews and all the Torahs that? I can't let it happen. And therefore, I'm not going to do it the way you told me to do it. That's where you start, and that's where you make a terrible mistake. Going back to this is where conservative movement started. For the many well-meaning Rabbanim and conservative movement, the idea was, listen, it's either this or nothing. So, yes, a mechitz is a nice thing, but they're not going to come daven. It's either driving to shul or not coming to daven. There's not going to be left to Jewish people because they're all assimilated out. The answer is, but that's not in my circle. In the circle that was excavated for me to work in, that doesn't exist. So it doesn't exist, and there, and that's it. So, what's going to be, that's where Bitochen and Emunah comes in. That's where Hashem's world. It's Emunah and Emunah. It's not my world. It's not where I can function. Reb Zelig Epstein was the person I turned to for Das Torah in the years that was when I came. He would one of his things was to, you know, when a person would come excited, this is happening, I have to do something. He would ask, "What is your role over here?" In other words, other than being a busybody, do you have responsibility? Is there a reason why it's incumbent on you, or you're just upset? And it was very important. Is this a place where there's a fear for you to act? Is this a place where you can act? Or is this just, you know, kind of busybodying yourself? That was a very, very important question to him. Okay. Good. Good Shabbos.